For Ricky Ponting, great leadership comes down to three things: vision, values, and validation. And then actually living them, walking the walk. In a recent conversation with Mark Boris, he also touched on something many athletes quietly struggle with after retirement, even us amateurs, after our playing days are finished. That loss of competition, the loss of that edge and that sense of belonging. In this episode, I break down what Ricky's insights teach us about real leadership, how to reintroduce healthy competition into your own life, and why creating shared, connected experiences, like that change room after a win sort of feeling, is essential for teams, businesses, and families to thrive. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. There was a great chat with Mark Burris and Ricky Ponting the other day, the lead up to the Ashes. Mate, such a great chat. I did enjoy it. This is before the series started, the Ashes, and you know, they talked about how England coming here thinking they were a great chance, and obviously history has shown that's a bit different, but Ricky nailed it. He said, you can say that we've got the weakest team we've had in 10, 15 years. You can say it's the best team you've had in the same amount of time. He said, but at the end of the day, you've still got to come to Australia and you've got to beat Australia. And he talked about how the attitude of the Australian cricket team, how it has been and how it continues to be. It's a fascinating chat from that perspective. But there were a few things there that he talked about when he was talking about leadership, because Mark was really trying to dig into what made him tick and how he operated, his tough housing commission kid, and then how he applied those life lessons to leadership. It's really fascinating. But there are three key things which Ricky called the three V's, which are very similar to a lot of the things that I've talked to you guys about before when you are looking at, yes, your sport, but more importantly, when you are mapping out your life. And he said, you've got to start with a vision. He said, I came up with a vision how I wanted the team to play. He's just come off the back of some really successful Australian captains, so he wanted to bring his own unique flavour to it. So he set up that vision of how he wanted to play. Important, we've got to have a vision for where we're heading. And how, well, yeah, if you apply that to your daily life, you need to know how you want to play, how you want to play the game of life, how you want things to be, what results you want to get, where you're heading, all of those different things. No different if you're mapping out the plans for a team. This is what is required to be at your best as an individual as well. The second V, then you have to have a set of values to make the vision work. So how are we going to behave ourselves? How are we going to carry ourselves? All of those different things. It's when I'm doing team or family work, it's one of the key steps really early on in the piece is having the values. Because it makes it easy for everyone to come into alignment, to be on the same page. When you've got shared values, now the individual's values can be different, but having a set of shared values where there's enough crossover between the individual and the team, well then you've got an agreed way that you're all going to carry yourself. It's like a GPS system for the team. Are we on the right path? Are we doing the right thing? Makes it really easy adjustment. Takes the emotion out. There's no one feels like it's a personal attack. It's like we've agreed on these values. You're not living to them. You're not behaving true to the values that we've set as a team. And as he said, we get the team around, they all get buy-in, so you'll get your opportunity. There was an element of, he called it uncompromising, that if you don't want to work towards this vision and you're not in line with these values, then that's okay, but we'll find someone else to play. Now, most of the team environments that we're in, we don't have that luxury. If you're a business owner, maybe to a certain degree you do. But in terms of family, We certainly don't. We don't want to cast our children aside because they don't align to our values. But if we can get them to work out what theirs are, find that alignment. And then the third V, he called it validation, which is basically do the things you've agreed to do, to the vision, to the values. So it's the action, how you're actually going to live it. And again, that's where he reiterated that if you're not going to do the work, if you're not going to validate it, it's all right, I'll find someone else. That's why it's important if you're in a team where that moving people on is not an option, which, like I said, is most team environments or groups. You set these in place together, and then it's just a redirect. We're going to do these things. This is how it's going to be. We all agree. Great. And then it makes it easy. Redirect. GPS. Are you following the direction that we've talked about? So you, as you can see, that this is reoccurring themes for high performers. It seems basic, but how many of you are actually putting these things in place for your life? I've been doing this work around people's future direction, all this sort of thing, for so long that I'd kind of taken it for granted for a bit. And because I'd been living and breathing it for well over 10 years now, I kind of assumed that everyone had started doing it, but it just isn't the case. And I haven't had many clients over the 10 years in business that have come and gone, oh yeah, I've got all my goals in place. One or two, and they're exceptionally high performers who are now gone on to even bigger and better things. We've put some more structure and detail in and around those goals and tweaked a few things. Most people just don't do it. And if you're listening to this now, it's like, what detail have you put to your vision? What have you got clear on? What have you written down? Do you have values? Do you know what they are? Are you actually living them? Are you compromising them on different times? So really important things if you want to be your best in life and set yourself up for the best of the future. There was another thing he talked about though, which I thought was very appropriate for those of us who live our life through that sporting lens. And he talked about when he retired from playing, and he said he finds this with a lot of people, that there are certain things that they just can't replicate. And he said one of the things is that sense of competition. We're competitors. Anyone who's an athlete or a sports person has lived that way. Even if you're not playing in a formal way anymore, maybe you're playing the odd pickup game here and there or playing a bit of golf like I do, that we're wired for competition. And when you stop operating that way, you stop performing at your best. And it doesn't mean that you necessarily are looking for that uncompromising way of approaching an opposition or that ruthlessness, or maybe you are, but it's more about the sense of, I'm going to live life, I'm going to operate from that sense of competition. I want to be the best that I can be in any of these circumstances. I can remember asking my brother, like, how do you get yourself motivated? Because when I was a junior, I never had a problem with that. But when I was first moving to senior sport, there'd be some days where I'd be a bit flat and I'd struggle to get myself up. And I just couldn't work out why. And he just said to me, I'll just get myself in a contest. And it's funny, I hear lots of these guys talk about it. And Ricky Ponting talked about it as well. He was like, it's getting in a contest. Because then you can find that fire. And it doesn't mean you're doing something to stop someone else. It's not like life's not about winning and losing, but it's that same mindset, that same way of like, well, I'm going to make sure that no matter what you do, I'm going to give myself the absolute best chance for success in this situation. And it's interesting, the comparison was made between Ricky and Warnie and how they were very different in a lot of ways. And Ricky said, well, not when he got in a contest, not when he was in competition. He would fixate on the contest, on the competition, and he would not waver. didn't matter if he was tired physically, if he was sick, if he had stuff going on in other areas of his life, as soon as he was in the contest, it was on. So where can you bring more of that to your life? Where can you come with that mindset of like, I'm going to take this game on. I'm going to take this situation on. Another interesting thing he talked about was, you know, like he's at home most in a, well, he said cricket change room specifically, but I was thinking about from that perspective as the sporting change room. Roy Masters said it best. He said, there's nothing quite like that feeling of a change room for the 5 minutes after you've just won a game. And so I was thinking about that. Well, what's the lesson around that? Because we can't always replicate that, but what that change room is, it's connection. It's at people that you have a set of aligned values, people that you are working together to a common vision. Now, that is something that you can definitely bring into your world, or you already have there, whether it's work, whether it's family, whatever it is. How do you create that connection? How do you create moments that maybe not the same as that winning dressing room, but moments as a group, moments as a family, as a team, even just a bunch of mates playing golf? Like, what can you bring into that situation so that you can still share those moments of absolute, that have you absolutely buzzing? Now, for me, one of those ways is going to watch sport with people that again, share that common interest. We follow the same team. Maybe even they follow the team you're playing against, but it's that connection. And again, not too bad of feelings. I've long-suffering para fan, as you all know. And there have been times over the journey going there week in, week out, where I've gone, I just don't want to go today. Until I get there, and my memory usually goes back to the old Parramatta Stadium. There's a little grass hill there. You walk over the hill, and then suddenly you see all the fans streaming in, and you feel the buzz, you feel the excitement, you feel the connection. And it's in that moment I'm like, this is why I come. So there's some really powerful things that you can bring to your life immediately. Take action on them. If you need a bit of that motivation, get yourself in a competition. Get that competitive mindset going in. That one that's treated you so well at different times in your life. For you, what did you tap into for that competition? What motivated you? How can you map that across to life now? Do you need to get yourself in a contest? Whether that's actual or metaphorical. Again, most of the time in life, it's not at someone else's expense. You're not doing it so someone else loses. And life doesn't work like that anyway. You can still be super competitive. And actually, when you do that, you can drag other people up to their best levels as well. If you do it the right way, within your values. Find more of that connection, that competition, and those three V's that Ricky talked about. Vision, values, and then validate it. Walk the walk. Do the thing. Take action. Live it. You apply those things to your life, you're well on the way to having a life similar to the career of someone like Ricky Ponting. Wouldn't that be nice? If you haven't already, please do hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button if you're on YouTube, share this with a friend. I want to get in front of as many people as possible. It allows me to get more of these great guests that I've had recently. It allows me to build my network, connect with more people. So the more people you can get me in front of, the more you can help me to do exactly that. And as a team, we can build something pretty special. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.